This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
If knowledge is power, then the power was all on Kim Jong-il's side because the world had very little knowledge of the man or his country under his rule. Will his death pull back the curtain on North Korea? It's Monday, December 19th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Breaking news that Kim Jong-il, the leader of North Korea, passed away over the weekend. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
We don't know much about his life, but all this hour will tell you what we do know about his death, along with expert analysis of what happens next. And we wonder what you think. His son, Kim Jong-un, is expected to take over. How do you think that might change the country? How might it change American attitudes toward North Korea? And are you as concerned over the news as South Korea is, perhaps? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check in on the headlines.
And in the headlines, it's not a coincidence, apparently. North Korea has reportedly conducted its first short-range missile test just hours after announcing the death of longtime leader Kim Jong-il. South Korea's news agency reported the test but could not immediately confirm the report. Pyongyang says the 69-year-old dictator died Saturday of an apparent heart attack while traveling. The announcement of his death made by a tearful news anchor on state-run Pyongyang television.
I'm announcing in the most woeful state of mind that our great leader, Kim Jong-il, passed away due to sudden illness on a field inspection on December 17, 2011.
Kim ruled and isolated North Korea for 17 years, became notorious for his nuclear ambitions, even becoming part of the infamous Axis of Evil that George W. Bush named nearly a decade ago. Rulers of the country's dominating party say Kim's third and youngest son, Kim Jong-un, is now in charge. President Obama has been in touch with leaders in South Korea and Japan, we're told, while the White House is continuing to monitor developments out of North Korea. Much more on the life and legacy of Kim Jong-il, including what's next for the country coming up.
In other news, the House of Representatives have stalled a bipartisan Senate bill that would temporarily extend the payroll tax cut for 2 months. House Speaker John Boehner says he's opposed to the legislation after rank-and-file members raised objections on how to pay for the measure. Republicans now want that tax break extended for a full year before it expires on December 31st. Army Private Bradley Manning will be back in the military courtroom today for a fourth day of preliminary hearings. The 24-year-old is accused of handing over hundreds of thousands of classified government documents to the whistleblower website WikiLeaks. In previous testimony, an Army investigator says he found numerous documents on Manning's computer. However, defense lawyers have argued Manning's homosexuality caused mental and emotional problems that should have prevented him from ever working as an intelligence analyst.
An estimated 700 people in the Philippines have died after massive flooding. The country's Red Cross says a tropical storm has also caused more than 800 people to be missing. Rescuers expect the death toll to climb even higher as the waters recede. Swedish automaker Saab has filed for bankruptcy. It comes after years of slow growth and an attempt by Chinese investors to take over the brand being blocked by previous owner General Motors.
Online shopping is beating expectations this holiday season. Internet researcher ComScore says web sales are up 15% from this time last year. Shoppers have spent nearly $31 billion since November 1st. The Monday after Thanksgiving, known as Cyber Monday, looks to be the biggest single day of the season with sales of $1.25 billion.
Little NFL football. The previously undefeated Green Bay Packers suffered their first loss of the season in Kansas City. They lost to the Chiefs 19-14. It was a 19-game winning streak for the reigning Super Bowl champs, dating from last year. And on the other side of the spectrum, the Colts finally won a game this season. Indianapolis came out on top of the Tennessee Titans 27-13, following 13 straight losses.
Asian markets are down right now. European indices are up, though, and so are futures on Wall Street. The Dow will start at 11,886, the S&P at 1,219, the Nasdaq will open at 2,238. As we said before, we will bring you all this morning whatever details we have about the death of Kim Jong-il in North Korea and his third son, Kim Jong-un, who presumably is now leading the country. What do you think? Does it change the country's status as one of the axis of evil? 8778-MY-TAKE. We'll also hear from former State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley about the impact of Kim Jong-il's death. And first, award-winning journalist Barbara Demick, author of Nothing to Envy, Ordinary Lives in North Korea, joins us for more analysis of Kim Jong-il's passing.